Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is all about my most embarrassing moment at school. We've all been there, right? We've all had horrible, embarrassing moments. Probably at school, moments where you pee your pants in front of the rest of the school or you get your trousers pulled down or something like that. Well, I'm going to tell you about my most embarrassing moment at school in just a minute. But before I tell you the story, let's have a look at some vocabulary that you will need to know to understand the story. And also, we'll be looking at a little bit of grammar as well. So let's start with the vocabulary. So the first word is jab, J-A-B. And a jab is a vaccination. Okay, the next word, needle, and a needle is what nurses or doctors use to give a vaccination. It's that sharp piece of equipment used to administer injections. Next is the word woozy, W-O-O-Z-Y, woozy, which means unsteady, dizzy, or dazed. You feel woozy if you lose blood, for example. And you start to feel maybe a bit sick, unsteady, dizzy, or dazed. If any of these words you're not clear from my definition, then have a look, translate the word into your own language. Next, to faint, F-A-I-N-T. And this is a verb, which means to lose consciousness for a short time, to faint. And a phrasal verb, which means exactly the same thing as to faint, is to pass out, meaning to lose consciousness for a short time. Also listen out in this story, as I mentioned, we'll be talking about some grammar. Past perfect. In this story, I'm going to use a little bit of past perfect. So listen out for when I use it. And at the end, we'll just look back at how I used it. Okay, so here's the story. One day when I was in year 7, which is when I was around 11 years old, we had to have meningitis jabs. This kind of thing happens every now and then when the school hall is filled with nurses giving vaccinations to the students. Now, I'd never had a jab before, at least not that I remembered, and so it was a completely new experience for me. I certainly didn't realise that it would be one of the most traumatic and embarrassing days of my childhood. When it was my turn to get the jab, I walked over to the nurse, sat down calmly, and looked ahead. She put the needle in, took it out, and that was it. But a few seconds later, I started feeling lightheaded and woozy. I don't remember what happened next, but when I woke up, I realized that I had fainted. The nurses looked after me, making sure I was okay, before I returned to my class. For the rest of the day, other kids came up to me saying, "Ben, did you faint? I heard you fainted. Did you faint?" And I replied, "No, I didn't faint. I just felt like I was going to faint. I was fine." I don't think anyone actually believed me. And for the rest of my school days, I was remembered as the kid that passed out in front of everyone in the school hall. Quite embarrassing. Okay, so that's the story about my most embarrassing moment at school, fainting in the school hall in front of everybody. I still think about it today, to be honest. So hopefully that's nice and clear with the vocabulary I gave you at the beginning. Let's have a look at the past perfect. Maybe you heard me use the past perfect once or twice in the story. The first time I used it was when I said I had never had a jab before. I used the past perfect because I'm talking about a moment in the past before another moment, leading up to another moment. If it was until now, I would say I have never had a jab before. But because it was building up to a moment in the past, we use the past perfect. I had never had a jab before. And the other use of past perfect was when I said, when I woke up, I realized that I had fainted. I realized is the main moment in the past. I had fainted is a separate moment in the past, which took place before I realized. And often we use this with the word I realized. I realized that I had forgotten my phone, or I realized I had fainted in this example. Two moments in the past, with one moment taking place before the other. So hopefully that's clear. Hopefully you can see how I've used the past perfect tense. So that's all for today's podcast. Have a think about your most embarrassing moment at school. And if you want to share it with me, then feel free to send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.